שילוחים. סוירה, את כל מי שיש בידו אפשרו לעזור לקרוביו וידידיו. Whoever has the possibility to be able to introduce two individuals, especially when it comes to our own close friends or relatives, is especially. But let me say, because there is a concept of which means charity starts at home. First, a person is supposed to take care of his own immediate friends, close relatives, etc. But let me say, we have chiyuv towards the rest of Kelal Yisrael also as well. So an individual that could do such a thing, להציע להם שידוך הגון, מצווה רבהי, ומעלתו גדולה מאוד. It's a tremendous זכות, and a person can gain unimaginable in Shamayim, tremendous amount of sachar is going to be given to that individual. So it brings in a footnote as follows. Gemara talks about that there is a discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, whether a person would be allowed to do such a thing, to introduce two people as a shiduch on Shabbat. So Beit Hillel holds that it says, Mimtso chefzecha v'daber davar, chafatzecha asurim, chefzeh shamayim mutarim. That a person cannot talk about business transaction. He cannot talk about how much you purchased, let's say, this suit, and where did you buy it, was it on sale, etc. All these things is a business transaction a person cannot talk about on Shabbat. But let me ask it, when it comes to chefzeh shamayim, anything that has to do with chefzeh shamayim, which means spiritual matters, a person would be allowed, and is recommended to talk about it. So over here, a person would be allowed to talk about it. However, let's imagine somebody doesn't know somebody else's number. Can you give me your phone number? That on Shabbat you cannot do. But you could say, who knows you over here in this shul? Who knows you? That you could do. But I said to get a phone number that you should memorize it, that you cannot do on Shabbat. But anyway, so let me say the introduction that I know a boy for your daughter, and such and such a family, that of course you could talk about it 100%. So this is the Nekuda that says Torah nitna al yadei sirsur, that there is a whole concept that a lot of times the reason why a lot of the shiduchim does not work out is because of the fact that the person has nobody or he's not willing to take guidance from anybody. And therefore my mind and my mind only, and it's not the mind, is based on basically feeling. A person goes based on feeling, and they imagine what they tell you in Hollywood is love at the first sight. That's how it is. That's how life is going to be. That's how husband and wife is going to be. So therefore, if I have the feeling, there is no intellect anyway, it's going to be based on feeling, and then automatically it's not going to work out anyway, because the feeling is not there. I don't hear the bells. There are no bells ringing. So therefore, cancel. So let me say, Torah nitna al yadei sirsur, which means, there's a famous story. Somebody went to a rabbi, and he said, listen, rabbi, I have unimaginable shiduch. These two individuals, mamash is going to work out. What do you say? So he says, who is the Moshe Rabbeinu? So what are you talking, rabbi? What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu? Who is the Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it have to do with this? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, if it wouldn't have been because of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given the Torah to Kelal Yisrael. You need, in every shiduch, you need a Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah nitna al yadei sirsur. If you are willing to get involved, that the two sides are willing to talk to you, that you're going to be able to negotiate, and you're going to be able to work it out. So then, bechavod, do the introduction, and bezad Hashem. But once you become an agent, it's not just to introduce and let them do. A lot of times, one of the main reasons why a person is not getting married, unfortunately, is because you are not willing to take counsel, you are not willing to take advice, and you're going not against, again, it's not based on your judgment. Majority of the times, it's based on your feeling. And the feeling right away you want, again, based on the fact that the society has affected us, the feeling is not there, cancel. So this is what he says. And he brings, Mamash, from Sefer, he writes as follows. He says that Chose Milublin, one of the Gedol HaChassidut, used to say, Ki HaShatchan HaMechaven L'Shem Shamayim Segula She'yu Lo Banim Talmidei Chachamim. That is, first of all, if a person, let's say, any time that we try our utmost to be able to introduce two people, and of course you should know, if they have, everything has its own risk, and you try to do L'Shem Shamayim, your children are going to end up being talmid chachamim. And he says, Maharil hitpanes mimiktzua hashatchanut. And one of the most kosher ways to be able to earn a person's living is through miktzua hashatchanut, to be an agent, not real estate agent. You could that also is okay. But he's talking about miktzua hashatchanut, to introduce two people together and to help them to work it out. That's why also Maharsha writes one of the six questions that a person is going to be asked in Olam HaEmet. So, Kavata Itim LaTorah, did you set time to learn Torah? Pilpalta B'Chokhma, Hevanta Davar Mitoch Davar. Three of them are questions about Torah learning. Three questions out of the six in Olam HaEmet is about Torah learning. How much Torah did you learn? Did you set time to learn Torah? That's not enough to learn Torah whenever. Set time. I have to have a set time. Chok Velo Yavur. This is my set time. So that's one of the questions. Then there is going to be another question, which is, did you expect salvation? So, Tzipita Leishua, did you expect salvation? That means, expect means you have to look like a tzofe, like a person who is on a watch out, on the top of a tower to see when is Moshiach going to be coming. So that's another question that is going to be asked. Then a person is going to be asked, Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Was there emuna in your business? Did you do it based on emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did you do it with honesty and emuna with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or mamash, like Barminan, you know, some of the businessmen, that you got to fake it to make it. That's what they believe. So lema say by us, emuna. So then another question is, when it comes to in Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya, Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya, Maharsha explains, what does it mean, Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya? He says, did you deal with being fruitful, multiply? What do you mean, did you deal with it? Were you fruitful and multiply? What do you mean, Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya? Says the Maharsha, this is the idea. It's not enough that you should be zoche to get married. It's not enough that you should be zoche to have children. Did you do it for Kelal Yisrael? Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya means, did you deal with it? When you see so many Rahman and Islam cases of people that are not yet married, did you deal with it? And especially in our days, that unfortunately not being married means automatically many different types of problems and issues and intermarriage Rahman and Islam. So Asakta be'piriya ve'rivya, were you involved with this in Yanim of being that Klal Yisrael should be zoche, to have Zera Yisrael should be continued, that the Torah should be transmitted, and we should all be zoche to have a share in it.